on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about releasing stress. Have you had more than usual headache, muscle tension, or pain and fatigue? Are you experiencing lots of anxiety, restlessness, irritability, or sadness? Do your friends and family say they're concerned that you're having outbursts, more withdrawn, or other changes in your behavior? Learn how to clear health clutter as we continue our month focused on three actionable steps to declutter your life. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired because of my trip to the ER in February. Still haven't received that bill, and they didn't take my $200 copay. And because I don't have enough adventure in my life, I went to the ER a second time 2 months later and had to stay over, and because I thought I might have been having a heart attack. Now, I unfortunately have had panic attacks, so I know that that was not it. And because my dad had just had a heart attack and my mom had had two heart attacks, I thought, you know what, better safe than sorry, because I had chest pains and then it radiated out to my shoulder. And I want all of you listening, learn the symptoms of a heart attack. Better safe than sorry. And as I've been stressed out about these bills, my brother said to me, this is something you don't want to skimp on. And I have no doubt that I ended up in the ER because I'm completely stressed out. I'm exhausted from traveling to West Virginia, compartmentalizing my business for 20 days out of the year, the 10 days spent caregiving, coming back, doing everything. So it's just life, trying to find a house. All this stuff is going on, and it's okay. It's just one of those points in life. And I'm typically fairly good about managing stress, but not this time. So I don't want you to have an ER bill. The doc had given me something for anxiety, and I stopped taking because I had headaches, and that's what sent me to the ER the first time because it felt like my brain was exploding. And one of my hesitations was, you know, oh no, if I take this, then it's going to be a ding on my health record and I'll never be able to get health insurance and all those crazy, but legit concerns. And she was like, 50% of people in America are on something, so don't sweat that. But stress is not good for you. You know that. I'm not telling you something that's new. And so I wanted to today focus on three tips, one for your body, one for your mind, and one for your spirit. And ways that you could reduce your stress. Because as you know, what's going on inside relates to outside, vice versa. And how can we come up with ways to reduce your stress? And again, these are tips to jumpstart. I have been doing things, but I had just because of life being life, I have to step it up and do even more to reduce my stress. And I have made great strides towards that. I started with my CPAP machine, and I think it's making a difference. And they say, you know, most times you don't notice, again, everything varies, but usually I think I've heard a couple of weeks, a month, and I had this pain. And when you don't sleep, that can create muscle pain. And so the pain, Saturday night, I'm recording this on a Wednesday, I wanted to cry because my other shoulder hurt so bad. That pain is gone. And if I'm resting, I'm getting oxygen. And my friend said to me, she said, oh, when I gave birth, they gave me straight up oxygen and for the pain. And I'm like, can I get some more of that? And so she said, take deep breaths when you feel that pain. And so I thought, I wonder if that's what's going on. So that, if I'm sleeping enough, that makes a huge difference in dealing with your stress. But we're going to talk about three quick tips that you can do today to reduce your stress. Quick actionable tip number one, get moving. So this one is obviously for the body. You got clutter in your life, you're busy, you're so stressed you can't make a decision. It's easy to understand why you might let exercise fall to the wayside. As I mentioned, I've been going up to West Virginia once a month. This last trip, it was warm enough a couple days for me to get out and walk, and that made all the difference in the world. When I'm down here, I already got my walk in. I got over 11,000 steps yesterday, and it makes a huge difference when I walk. I'm going to encourage you to find out your why. Why are you willing to exercise to reduce your struts? What's your motivation? Maybe you had a health scare like me, or you want to age gracefully, or you're winded playing with your kids and grandkids, and you're like, enough, I have got to get better health and reduce my stress. Not having my ER bill now too is enough of a why for me to get moving. I mean, I had to stay overnight, I can only imagine. And why I was there, and I'm going to write feedback. I'm still contemplating it because I'd like to be able to write it effectively. Seeing people who are much more sick than I was enough to motivate me. My frustration is they're like, oh, if you check out, it's against medical advice, da da da, and like scaring the crap out of you, which I don't think personally is a good way to do it. But that's my why. That's my motivation. And again, I've mentioned, I don't be a hot mess. I'm doing a pretty decent job walking 3 to 5 times a week. I've learned from this experience that Tony and I will do a nightly constitutional after our meal, which isn't a long, maybe 15, 20 minutes at a slow kind of lovely holding hands pace, but it's making a difference. And right now that works for me, but I'm doing something. If you're overwhelmed, walk. It takes no decision making, no equipment, and it's free. I walk my neighborhood. I'm laughing, and my husband, I don't think, understands West Virginia is hilly and mountainous. We are totally flat here where I'm in North Carolina. We walk the neighborhood. We hike once a week. There are lots of places and trails nearby to get moving. We just discovered a new trail a couple of weeks ago. Go outside, free. Stretching or yoga is another great option. I just bookmarked a video, yoga poses to help you sleep at night. You can find a lot of free workouts and information on YouTube, so you can do right in your home. It doesn't cost a thing. So we can't use the excuse, I don't have money. You don't need special exercise clothes, throw on a sweatpants, or do it in your underwear. No one's going to see. As you get moving more, you can explore other options such as boot camps, weight training, boxing, Pilates, joining a gym, whatever feels good to you. What one step can you take right now to get moving? Do you speak kindly or critically to yourself? Are you always trying to control people, events, or outcomes? How supportive is the company you keep? Ready to release stress and embrace tranquility? Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Emotional Got Clutter 365 journal prompt supports you in clearing your emotional clutter. Free gift with purchase to support you even more in your journey to declutter your life. Quick actionable tip number 2, keeping a sense of humor. So I'm marking this one under mental. They say that laughter is the best medicine. When was the last time you laughed? Really deep, oh ho ho ho, guffawing deep from your belly. When was the last time you were cracking yourself up? Maybe a tear streaming down your face, you were laughing so hard. There are many benefits to your mental state of mind from laughter. First of all, it brings you present, right? Because you're completely in the moment. I bet a lot of your stress is like mine. It's about the past or worry about the future. I know mine is. I'm worried about ER bills from the past, and I'm worried about finding a home and getting all that taken care of in the future. The great thing about laughter is it's like walking. You can usually get a lot of it for free. I love crazy cat videos. I know y'all are surprised. Babies laughing. Some of those babies laughing, like I will cry laughing because when they get hee hee and they get, you know, and the baby just cracks up and cracks up and you just can't not crack up because the baby's hysterical and in complete joy. And I love Legally Blonde. That's one of my favorite movies to laugh. I just think they're great lines, and it just always puts a smile on my face. For you, it might be a comedian, my husband was watching George Carlin. I just sat and read while he watched him, and he finds that he's really funny. Might be a TV show or a movie. Good jokes are your best friend. We started watching, and I tell you, we probably sound like we watch TV all the time and really, really don't. We started watching this show. It's just had one season. I think it's a sci-fi channel, and it's called Resident Alien. And the lead actor is so good. And he was in Firefly, if you are a sci-fi fan. The lead actor is an alien in a human body. He obviously is learning how to be human. And I think he's a really good actor because, you know, they'll be in a situation and everyone will laugh. And then he will laugh. And he's like, ha, 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 you know, trying to laugh. And they are like, okay, you're just kind of weird. But just how he does it, I laugh. And then at the beginning of the episode, they have these visual instructions, you know, like how you get on the airplane, like what to do in case of a crash. So they have those for aliens on dealing with human behavior and like how to act appropriately and not appropriately. And they're just really, really funny. We've watched a couple times. I think it's called Game Night, and Jason Bateman's in it. And there's this one scene that makes my husband cry because he's laughing so hard. Now, as my husband's laughing and crying, I start to, because it just cracks me up to see him laughing so completely and fully over a scene. So who's someone you laugh a lot with? How can you laugh more with them? Did you know that when you laugh, it triggers physical and mental changes to help relax your mind? You get more oxygen-rich air, and this stimulates your endorphins. It activates your body's stress response mechanism and changes your heart rates and levels and gets you feeling good. It also stimulates rapid blood circulation, and this helps you relieve tension. I never made that correlation with laughter before. There are also long-term benefits when you laugh. Your immune system gets a boost, and neuropeptides are released, and they fight anxiety and stress. They were telling the truth when they said laughter is the best medicine. Natural painkillers are released, and many times they're the physical symptoms of stress. Laughter supports you in connecting with others in a positive relationship and elevates your mood, thus reducing your mental stress. What can you do right now to laugh? Quick actionable tip number 3, spend time enjoying hobbies. This last tip is for reducing your spiritual stress at Body, Mind, and Soul today. Now, I want to emphasize that this is a hobby and something for fun to keep you connected. And I want to distinguish for people. So I'm going to use writing as an example for me. I write blogs, I write books, I write newsletters, I write podcast episodes. And so I love it, but it's not a hobby and I wouldn't consider it as something that would reduce my stress. Now, if I were to try and write a poem or a haiku, I'd consider that a hobby because it's not something I do regularly or would see as work. And I don't think I write poetry very well. I know I've tried a couple times in the past. But one thing I do that's fun is in the writing of the hobby sense is I write funny songs for my nieces and nephew. I will do this on birthdays. I will just make funny things to say when we're on vacation. And so for me, that's how I differentiate from a hobby or something. So last year at the beach, they did this thing called roll call. And if you have kids, I don't know what it's from, but so you go, now here's one. So see, this is kind of the thing that you think up. And so the entire trip, we would come up with all these fun little songs. So my name is Juju. I am the best. Yeah. If you don't know that, yeah, you failed the test. Roll call. Shauga. Ooh, ooh, shauga. I think that's what they say. So anyway, we'd sit around and we would come up with funny little verses and that thing, though. Yeah. And then you'd be like, ooga, ooh, whatever. So that to me is fun, although it's not technically writing, in some way it is. But that's something that lifts my spirit because we all laugh together and I do that with them. What is it that you can do for hours? When my mother paints, she's transported. She's calm. She's zen. She's so totally focused in the moment. we have a friend that we play the Massive Darkness game. And so he's painting all the figurines for the board game. He's got a little magnifier glass and he'll spend hours doing that. My husband likes to tinker. He is making a 3D puzzle right now. Baking is something that I consider a hobby that because I just enjoy it. Baking bread like the old-fashioned way, not a bread machine, like spending, you know, 6-7 hours to create a loaf of bread, that's something to me that is very relaxing. I'm a huge fan of visualizing. So I've been trying to visualize, okay, we find a house. But visualization is a great tool to reduce stress. You might say, hey, I don't have any hobbies. So I would ask you to ask yourself, what do you like doing or what have you always wanted to try? What have you said, if I had time, I would have fun with this and explore. You know, it's no big deal. If you try something and don't like it, move on to the next thing. You know, I would almost, I don't know if hobby is the right word, but we love escape rooms. We do that with another couple that we have in our little pod of people. And gosh, I bet you we stopped for a long time, obviously, because of COVID when things shut down. I think we've done 3 or 4 now. And Escape from 2, thank you very much, with time remaining. Again, I don't know, I might just go so far as it have being a hobby because it's something we love to do and we get a lot of entertainment from it. There are lots of inexpensive options, but I encourage you to spend money if you need support. Be open to it. I love to read, libraries are amazing, and it doesn't cost me anything to get started. Watching videos or listening to podcasts may be another option to get you going, but it's worth it to take the time and money to invest in yourself if you need to. What one action can you take right now to work on a hobby that brings you joy? I just want to include a special note. This is coming straight from the Mayo Clinic. And because they saved my mother's life and they figured out what was going on with my father, I trust them completely. The one based in Rochester, Minnesota. That's the only one I can comment on. If you're not sure if stress is the cause or if you've taken steps to control your stress, but your symptoms continue, see your doctor. Your healthcare provider may want to check for other potential causes, or consider seeing a professional counselor or therapist who can help you identify sources of your stress and learn new coping tools. Also, get emergency help immediately if you have chest pain, especially if you also have shortness of breath, jaw or back pain, pain radiating into your shoulder and arm, sweating, dizziness, or nausea. These may be warning signs of a heart attack and not simply stress symptoms. Wanted to include that for you all. I want you all safe. I don't want you sorry. There you go. 3 quick trips to help you get going to reduce stress. I use all of these myself, and it's starting to make a difference for me. I wasn't doing my stress relievers to not only declutter, but achieve better health. Now off to the races and get going. Well, maybe walk there so you're not stressed. Take actions from today's podcast. Get moving. Laugh. Do some hobbies that make you happy. Reduce your stress. On our next episode, we're talking about 3 actionable steps to reduce debt. Go out. Clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.